Are we going?
Yeah.
Are we going now? Right now?
Mm.
Yeah.
You can tell because we're using our voices and everything, and it's all exciting. And
yes, that's how we do it. You confuse me. So I know, I've done these before.
You've done one before.
No, I've done two before, actually, motherfucker.
You've only done one proper one before.
Oh, does proper one mean one with you?
Yes.
Yeah.
So screw you.
Well, it's not screw me, it's screw Martin, really, isn't it?
Everybody screws me. That's the way it goes.
How you wish, darling.
It's like a piling on.
Ah.
Piling on of.
Well, we are currently stacked on top of you right now, aren't we?
It's not very nice either.
No. Mm. That's why your voice is a bit strained.
Anything to take away the memory of the evening's experiences.
Well, we've introduced ourselves to a number of interesting places.
This is based vaguely on the fact that it's the royal wedding tomorrow.
Yeah. When you say introduced yourself to, you don't mean that in the sense of stuck your cock into.
Not this time, no.
No.
I have to confess that this time I have not done
that. I introduced once. Myself into the young man.
Yeah. I always like to be introduced by a third. That's a polite way of having it done.
Nah, and we're all acting like teenage chavs by drinking Wicked, because it was on special offer in this pub.
Three for a fiver.
Pounds. Yep.
I think the great thing about this podcast, this Sodcast, or this... What are we?
No, we're not the Sodcast.
Sodcast.
Idiot, Martin.
Is that we're talking
you
really...
You thought the name up, Chris. Like,
talking really loudly in a pub, yeah. Which is quite quiet, so everybody can hear every word we say.
Yeah, well, we're getting some funny looks.
Nobody really cares.
No.
Yeah.
Including us.
No.
Let's face it.
But as I was saying, I don't know.
There's a bloke over at the bar that I think is just about to glass me. He's giving me a rape funny look.
Yeah, but that would happen regardless of what you were doing in here.
Yes,
that,
it probably
that's
would.
A mirror.
Yes, it is.
Yes, yes.
All right, we'll let that one go.
Yeah. And I'm sure I'm drunk, but as I've had a sugar rush from all this Wicked.
All those two fluid ounces of the Wicked you've had.
I do feel, not sober, that would be silly, but I do feel more awake than I have.
Jiggy. You feel jiggy.
I feel jiggy-witted.
Yes.
I feel as if I should be going out clubbing, maybe pubbing, but we've done pubbing. Maybe clubbing.
No, yeah. It's now that it's time for the clubbing. Mm.
Happily, there are no clubs nearby to satisfy that urge.
There's bridges.
It's not a club.
No,
it's a club if it charges you to get in.
Well, all right. So that doesn't even count Roxy Venue then.
No.
Neither of those places have anything drinkable in them. That's the thing.
No.
It's about the drinkability. Drinkability, that's the beauty of drink.
Mm. Yes.
Well, this is probably the last place open that we would allow us to drink.
It's not even 11 o'clock yet.
Are you sure?
Yes.
It feels much later.
It does. That's because we've been out since 4.
It feels like the mid-23rd century.
Blimey, that late?
Yeah.
That would explain why I'm so tired.
But there's a woman out there with a flying bra.
Wow.
Yes. And a tinfoil husband. So left nipple?
Yep.
Future's great.
But we have had a... Well, I've enjoyed tonight in a sort of...
Have you?
Yeah.
Well, it sounds so fucking surprised that you've enjoyed a night out on the pop with your two bezzy mates.
I usually
what
get
is
with,
unusual about that?
Is I don't usually get out with you both together these days. It's usually as individuals. I'm either out with you or I'm out with you, and I'm looking in different directions now.
Yes.
To situate that. And each of those evenings have their own challenges and own rewards by the end of them.
Do they? What are the challenges?
God, you pretend
to drink
wanker.
As much as possible and still be able to speak.
Yes. Actually, we've been doing that quite a lot recently. It's not been too bad.
In fact, last weekend, we put out so many podcasts, I was beginning to get a bit embarrassed.
Were you?
Yeah. We put out a General's Review-ish podcast near that weekend.
Yeah. Then
in the sense of the weekend before.
Yeah. We put out a Dab and Tench.
Yeah.
We put out a Dipsocast. And every day I seem to be plugging a different podcast.
Because
it was Easter and everybody was at home hoeing the lawn or mowing the woman.
Everyone does that at Easter, don't they?
Yeah. Where was I?
Easter. So it was Easter last weekend, wasn't it? Yeah.
This weekend, however, is altogether different. This weekend is Mayan glass blowing week, as you can hear in the distance. Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
And we'll be learning how to blow Mayans.
Your what?
Blow Mayans.
That was is my something joke.
Oh, was it? Is there a joke there?
Your
what? I didn't quite.
Yeah, it didn't really work. It's because it wasn't funny.
Yeah, that's it, yeah.
Yeah.
In fact, this weekend is very similar because we're recording this Dipsodecast now.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
That is now.
Yes. And on Saturday, we're also doing a The Gentleman's Review.
Well, you are. I ain't.
Yes. You aren't. You aren't because you're going off to be folky.
I mean, why are you doing folky things? Yeah. Are you waggling my sword around?
But no, this only barely 2 days from now, we're doing a Gentleman's Review. It's The Gentleman's Review.
Yeah.
Yes.
Plus,
on top of that, because we managed to grab Lisa for one day.
Good Lord,
year.
In fairness, I quite often manage to grab Lisa, but
lucky man. We're actually doing a DVD record as well.
Yes,
which we wanted to get together. We've not managed to do it.
No,
it's been a year between the last since the last one and this
bloody
one.
Bloody hell! But so yeah, it's about time for a gentleman's review at the movies or at the pictures or whatever we call it.
Fuck knows which.
So give him,
I don't know. We'll work it out.
I've been here for every weekend since God knows when. This is the weekend you're deciding to do one.
You remember why we did the DVD? It was the one that would guarantee to have Lisa in every one of them.
Yeah.
That's why we built it.
More popular and
I don't
funnier
at all, but I'll take your word
than all the rest of us put together.
Because
that's a good enough reason for me.
Because at the time, Lisa couldn't be in every Gentleman's Review, so we needed something that she could be in every episode of, and it was always going to be the DVD commentaries.
Yes.
In the same way we do the.
That does explain why there's not been one for a while.
No.
But on the off chance this gets released before Sunday, if you have any good ideas for films we could commentate on, then do let us know.
They have to be common as muck films. They have to be in everybody's DVD collection.
Yeah, something that you can all watch along with.
Yeah. Hopefully without millions and millions of different editions. Not Star Wars is out of the question, of course.
Are we ever going to do the one that we mentioned? The god-awful Bullseye that we did talk about?
Yeah,
god-awful Bullseye?
We will do Bullseye, but...
One of us has got it.
You will have to be president for that. Before I leave
I've even seen that.
I will have to be president before we do it.
Yes, you're going to have to be president before you do it.
It's not a bike.
President
of the United States of America.
Yeah.
Okay. That's a fair comment on the film, to be fair.
Produce your birth certificate immediately. But yes, it's
topical.
What?
Unusually so, actually.
Is
this episode 8?
That's very good for you.
9.
I don't think we want to stick to conventions like numbering on the dipsos.
You said what number it was when we started.
I did because I thought because I've been doing them recently. I've been
feel free to rewind by
and
some minutes. 8:32.
Yeah, there you go.
And there we go. Yeah. That the bump there was me pushing the button to make it come on again.
Yes. These are around 20 minutes, so
keeps it real.
So fine.
But there's a reason for us being out today, which is the royal doings tomorrow. And I've always been fairly in favour of the royal family. Andy's always been dead set against.
Line them all up and shoot them, I say.
Over the course of the last 4 hours, I've swung right into Andy's court on this.
Blimey, I feel that?
Well, we chose our pubs based on the only four that we could find, even vaguely royally themed, and they've all been shitholes. So if those are the kind of boozers that the royal family influences, then I say fuck the lot of them.
Yeah, and as I've mentioned before, some people get more right-wing as they grow older. I'm becoming more left-wing. It's every year goes by, I get more and more angry at the establishment. And so now I quite like to see the royal family strung up in Leicester Square outside the Odeon in front of a big picture of Kate Winslet in the 90s.
Do you reckon?
Yeah, I'd like to see that. And I think that would be the best thing ever.
Yeah, if you were to, have a bit of a fiddle, Would it be all right because it's Kate Winslet in the 90s, or would it be a bit pervy because it's the royal family being hanged?
I don't know. I think it would be perfectly all right to be excited by the Hanged Royal Family. And you know, I think it's appropriate. I think it's honest, and I think it's good.
Something else, yes, to make the third think.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Never start a list without knowing what the third
no,
is.
No, I know.
That's a golden rule.
I think it's one thing, I think it's another thing, and I think it's...
that thing before I said it. Yes, it's good. I enjoyed it. We're not doing too badly tonight. I'm sure we'll right. There's a bit more drinking time somewhere. I don't know where, but
I think if we really want to press on, it's going to have to be one of the two shit places that I mentioned earlier.
Oh, I don't know. There must be somewhere decent we can go before.
Don't know.
Let's think about it, but not on the podcast.
Not right now. That would be very boring. Yeah. We just put out another 5 minutes of us sitting here quietly thinking about
keep
what
it,
we can go
real,
after we finish these drinks.
This is actually as it's happening. This is live raw stuff.
Very
yeah.
Tray, they say.
Yes. Yeah, it's practically dogma podcasting,
it
isn't
is,
it?
Yeah.
At the end of a bizarre evening conversation where we spent a lot of time just arguing about comedy in the last hour.
Yeah, we did.
Just slagging off each other's tastes.
Well, so gentry, Kevin Bridges, good or shit? Give us a tweet.
Tell us that now, please.
Yeah.
I'm in a slightly. Yes. I don't think I'm in a bad mood tonight, but I'm against certain people that everybody else likes. So I'm not against them because I think they're maybe nice people in reality.
All right, yeah.
You know, I just don't find what they do funny. So, Kevin Bridges, funny or not funny?
Yeah, you know, he's not my favouritest comedian ever, but he's made me laugh once or twice. As I said earlier, I'm fairly neutral to him, generally.
Yes.
Yeah, there are comedians who I dislike more, on the grounds of being less funny. There are ones that I hate for being not funny at all.
Are they the ones caught that rhyme with hacking kaya?
Yes.
I can't tell who you mean then.
No. It's almost... imperceptibly, like MI6 has wheedled their way into a podcast.
That almost sounded like an impression there.
Yeah, sorry.
Wheedled their way into
the podcast. He's still laughing.
Has wheedled their way into my man draw.
it's difficult, isn't it?
That was Scooby McIntyre, I think.
Scooby. Right, David Hasselhoff.
Actually, now you say that, there's not much between the two.
Have you been watching the new Britain's Got...
Why on earth would I?
Why? Why is it every time it comes on, I sit there and it's always on, watch again. I never watch it on the night. I watch it on Watch Again
Is it because you're a cunt?
No.
That's
so
my only guess.
Because it's the thing that's on, and it's the thing we should be talking about in our gentleman.
No, you're probably. I did watch the Susan E. Boyle one of the last one for discursive purposes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just that bit.
Yes.
But in this one, there have been equally mad people, and I actually turned off an episode because I felt it was being incredibly. I don't want to use the word exploitative. I do mean
do it. Use it anyway. Yes.
Because there were people there who were quite simple. They didn't understand television studios and cameras and microphones. They didn't understand stages and audiences.
Yeah.
Or talking out loud in public. All these things they didn't understand. But yet they were subject to all these things and came out looking like buffoons.
I don't know, Martin. If it weren't for beneficially patronising people like you, what would happen to people like that?
they would be left...
They'd just be taken advantage of left and right, wouldn't
left
they?
To their own devices in special zoos of my construction.
Yeah.
I'm suddenly getting really paranoid.
Really? Why?
You're having a go at me.
What?
I've spent 3 years doing this and I don't know anything about how to work a microphone yet. So.
Oh, I didn't think about that. No, complete unintentional. No, I'm nearly working.
I didn't realise we had to watch things so we could talk about them on the podcast. I might give it a go.
That since the beginning. Yeah, we've been watching stuff none of us wanted to watch, so we'd have something to talk about.
In fact, I have.
No, I've just been watching stuff that neither of you two wanted to talk about.
Well, all right.
I've been watching Britain's Got Talent. I've been watching Who's a Celebrity Up My Bum.
I watched, admittedly, a while ago, but I watched two bloody episodes of the fucking Morgana show, so we'd have something to talk about.
Yeah, so,
I've taken one for the team in that respect.
Okay. For the next proper recording, I will have watched a whole fucking episode of Britain's Got Talent. I guarantee it.
Interesting, the Morgana show, we both decided to watch that independently. And,
yes.
And both hated it as much. So
yeah, it was obviously ripe for the plucking, wasn't it?
Yeah, so I think that's always a good thing. If you're watching something on television and you think, I should watch that.
Yeah.
For the Gentleman's Review, why are we talking about the Gentleman's Review? That's nothing. That's a subspecies to this podcast.
This is the true art form.
This is the Dipsocast.
Hmm.
We shouldn't even be mentioning it. It's like the other place.
Well, you started it.
I know. I don't know why.
Your fault.
Probably something to do with the alcohol in my bloodstream.
We can't even edit it out.
No.
Don't edit this.
No, we don't.
No.
I'm just looking at the drinks I was drinking. I haven't really drunk Wicked or Alcoholic Iron Brew in its true form, the orange form, properly since it first came out.
It's one of the boozers that time forgot.
Yeah, so, yes.
Orange Wicked came out when we were at uni, which was sort of 95.
That was a long while ago,
95,
wasn't it?
96.
Well, we finished in 96, so yeah.
One of those 2 years. In the college bar, it was 99p.
Yeah.
We've got three bottles for a fiver in this elite establishment this evening.
Now, that was a knockdown bargain as well.
That can't even be the rate of inflation that's going at that time.
Nah. Of course, back in the day,
34p.
Ludicrous.
When I first started buying, you didn't call it Wicked. Nobody called it Wicked. It was an idiotic thing to call it Wicked. It was called WKD.
Well, yes, I suppose I should have called it that.
Yes, and I also still call it WKD, even though it confuses people behind bars these days. I remember when I went into a bar.
Prisoners.
Yes, people behind bars get confused by it, especially ones who've been doing life sentences. I've never heard of it.
Yes,
I remember the first time I went into a prison as a visitor and said Wicked, and he went, yes, I killed both my children and my wife and fucked my dog and then I said Wicked, would you like some of this orangey fluid that I got under my desk?
20 minutes he was scribbling away in that last pub.
I know,
what he was
pathetic,
working on,
isn't it? Yeah.
They're lying. I'm
dang
just drunk.
God. Don't go and see him live. You'll just get that over and over again. That and squirrel fucking.
Stretching.
No
fucking anymore, remember?
I was a bit dismayed. Well, dismayed and impressed when one of the few people I've ever been good friends with who has spent a lot of time in prison. Late friend Richard.
Yes.
Told me that the worst hangover he'd ever had was when he'd been in prison.
That's not bad.
Just
going.
Goes to show.
Yeah,
the joy about being in prison though, you got time to sleep it off.
He also took up smoking in prison.
Yes, yeah.
It gives you a good idea of what our penal system causes.
It's boredom, really, isn't it? It's just immense amounts of boredom. And if I was bored, I'd be pissed, drunk, and homosexual.
Well, he did swing that. He did swing that way too, so.
Yeah.
Oh dear.
I seem to remember that being an option.
Hats off him.
Yeah.
Top guy.
Yes. Ching ching. And with that, I think lovely we should
man.
Say cheery bye.
Cheery bye. Bye-sy, bye-sy, ta-ta, bye, 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 bye.
Ta-ta.
La la la. Thank you.